Grace and peace to you in God, who is our Father and our Mother, and in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Last week, we began Advent with the words of the prophet Isaiah, "Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down, O God." And our reading from Isaiah today could be a response to that cry. We started last week in lament and longing, and today we open with words of comfort. "Comfort, comfort now, my people," says your God. Now, the setting has changed. We've moved back in the book and back in time. The people of Israel are in exile in Babylon. And they wonder, has God come with us? The temple that was the center of their worship and really where they believed God dwelled is far away. Has God come with us into exile? They experience their exile as a punishment from God. Is God angry with us forever? And so they are struggling and asking, has God abandoned us? And Isaiah assures them, do not be afraid. God has not forgotten you, and God has not left you alone here in this strange land. So their meeting moves in this reading from Isaiah. Prepare a highway for God, it says. There's this big distance from Israel to Babylon, mountains, valleys, desert. It's a hard trip, but prepare a highway for God. God is coming. God is coming to you where you are. And then it says, find a herald, someone to speak the good news. God is here. Do not be afraid. That refrain of the scripture, right? Do not be afraid. God is here. Now, Mark begins his gospel, his whole story of Jesus, with these words from Isaiah. Prepare the way of the Lord. Mark saw Jesus coming as God coming down in a new way, coming to God's people, a fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy. And so God sets John the Baptist speaking these words, prepare the way of the Lord. He draws on the prophet Isaiah, and these were the Jewish people whose scripture Isaiah was. They knew the prophecy. When you said, prepare the way of the Lord, this whole word of comfort and hope would have come along with it in their hearts. And so here we have John. But here the challenge is not so much the physical distance, but the internal, whatever it is in people's lives that distract or separate them from God. And so John calls them to prepare for God to repent. We remember that repent simply means to turn. In the Greek, the word repent is to turn. It means to turn back to God, to turn our focus back to God. And the people flock to John. They are eager to hear his message. They are eager to join this ritual of washing in the River Jordan that will help them focus back on God. Prepare the way of the Lord. These are words that we hear each Advent season. I think it's the second Sunday of Advent every year that John the Baptist comes out and says, prepare the way of the Lord. Part of our waiting for Jesus in this season is this invitation, this exhortation, really, from John to prepare the way, to clear aside distractions, to put aside sins, which keep us from fully welcoming God into our lives. So what keeps us, my friends, from creating a place for God in our lives? One thing I think is just our busyness. The frantic pace at which we move. It's almost a badge of honor, right? When we say, you know, oh, hi, how are you? How are you? Oh, I'm so busy. I'm so important. I have so many things I do. And truly, we do a lot of important and wonderful things in this congregation and all of you in your lives. But that busyness, that always moving, that frantic pace that we keep is not healthy for our souls. And the irony is that as we come into this time around Christmas, preparing for the advent of God, it just gets busier. Parties and shopping and baking and all the things that we feel like we have to do to make Christmas just right. And sometimes we forget that to prepare for Christmas means to stop and to wait for God, to wait on God to come. Another thing that can distract us and separate us from God is just our constant access to media. How many of us that walk around with our phones all the time and then you switch out your phone for the iPad to watch a few hours of TV at night? There's video games that draw some of us in and keep us stuck for hours. All those things that we're always entertained, always full of noise. Where is that quiet place for God to enter? And adding to that, a constant 24-hour stream of news. It never ends. And so much of it is troubling. It can give a sense of fear, of hopelessness and helplessness in our world. So that we too find ourselves wondering, where is God in the midst of it all? When all these things are filling our attention and distracting our hearts, John the Baptist comes again to say, prepare the way of the Lord. Repent, turn your attention, your focus back to God. Put your hope in God and rest in the peace that only our trust in God can give us. So this past week, our OR group, our outreach team, had a meeting, and I was not there. I had another Zoom meeting at that same time. But I heard about this meeting, that as they started, there was one report after another of some of the important work that we do, agencies that we work with, having significant issues with lack of funding. Lutheran Advocacy Ministry and Family Promise, and then, of course, just the constant heartbreaking news of the immigrants and how they're treated when they come across our border. And the feeling of the meeting was starting to be like, oh, how do we do this? And sitting at the table was our friend Meredith, and being a pastor, they looked and said, hey, Meredith, would you pray for us? And Meredith prayed. And after the prayer, the committee kind of regrouped and began to think of some new ways to respond, to act in care of love and neighbor. Okay, what can we do? We can't fix everything, but what can we do? I love that story. Such a reminder that all that work of love and justice that is so important to who we are as Christians and to who we are as All Saints has to be nurtured by prayer and the presence of God in our lives and in our hearts. We will run out of energy and compassion if we don't remember to turn back to God for sustenance and peace, for hope and love. And so that is the grounding out of which we do all that great work that we love to do in the world. I have been reading a book and doing an online course through a group called Abbey for the Arts, yes, on breath prayer. The book is by Christine Valters-Paintner, and she does the videos as well. And breath prayer is a way to practice Paul's invitation to pray without ceasing, a way to pray with the rhythm of our breath. And Christine writes breath prayers to use all through the day, when you wake up in the morning, lunchtime, when you go to bed at evening, and for all the tasks of the day. There's a breath prayer for brushing your teeth, for drinking your morning coffee, for starting your work, for doing your laundry and doing the dishes and all the things. She has just prayers and prayers and reflections on kind of how she comes to all of these prayers and how God is present in all of the mundane tasks of our day. And that is the presence out of which we do the work of our faith. And so I'm going to just walk us through some breath prayer. Some of you may have done this. Some of you might be saying, what is she talking about? Either is fine. This is very simple. First, just take a few breaths. You don't have to change the way you're breathing, but I find if I turn my attention to breath, I start breathing much more deeply, and even there often starts a sense of greater peace and calm. It does physiologically calm our bodies to take deep breaths. And then the way you do a breath prayer is to repeat words to yourself as you inhale and as you exhale. And oh, good, the words are on the slide. Sometimes the words don't come up, and I was hoping. So as you breathe in, preparing the way, and as you breathe out, I turn to God. Let's do that a few times. Preparing the way, I turn to God. Preparing the way, I turn to God. Another way to practice breath prayer is to breathe in something that you need or long for. I breathe in peace. And then to breathe out something that you give or offer, can put out into the world. I breathe out love. So we're going to put these together. Take a breath. Preparing the way, I turn to God. I breathe in peace. I breathe out love. Preparing the way, I turn to God. I breathe in peace. I breathe out love. Preparing the way, I turn to God. I breathe in peace. I breathe out love. Thanks be to God, who comes to us always. Amen.